Hello, and thank you for joining us for a few inspirational moments and loving conversation with C. Melita Webb. Today, I wanted to share with you the thought that I woke up with, and that is to keep going. Don't turn around, don't get distracted, and don't stop out of fear. I think that as that came into my mind this morning, it was kind of like it told me that we were at least halfway through what we're going through, and that the problem will incur if we stop and don't hold fast to what we believe. And so I just want to caution you and have you think about that, because, you know, if you are going through darkness and you're not quite sure where you are and you turn around, you have to repeat what you've already been through. But if you have faith that you're going to get through it and you keep going forward, you have the option and the opportunity to free yourself from whatever is holding you back. You know, you could be held back by a phobia, a health condition, or some other type of fear or circumstance that is keeping you limited and bound. But if you can find a way to reach out to God and lay those burdens down and walk in faith, then I think that you'll get through it a lot easier and more rapidly. And so as I was thinking of that with the challenges in life, I had a poem that I had written a few days back for my grandson, and it just seemed like it fit my need for that moment. You know, it relaxed me, it made me smile, and it encouraged me to keep going. And so I wanted to share that poem with you. I think of you and the clouds disappear. You, my love, are the epitome of a precious being. I start each day by looking at your face, and I always hold your tenderness near. You are the dream of every previous generation. No matter what I face in my day, I am uplifted, relaxed, inspired, and rejuvenated each time I look into your adorable face. And so, you know, I don't see him every day, but I have a picture of my love on my iPad. And so, I try to look at it every day. And even if my eyes are swollen, I just, you know, when I get a moment and I can actually see and enjoy the moment, I just look at his face. And, it kind of helps me ground myself, recenter myself, and be open to the opportunities that are near. So I just wanted to share that brief thought with you today, and I hope that it inspires you. And keep going. God is with you. So I'm going to wish you a beautiful morning, a wonderful afternoon, and a restful evening of peace. Until we speak again, walk in faith. Goodbye.